It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yes, yes. Welcome to another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR and around the world on the iHeartRadio Network. What are we going to be talking about tonight? Who is my guest? Oh, man. Marcus McKay. We're going to be talking about defining longevity, having a vision for a healthier life, avoiding burnout in the workplace. Before I get to my guest, special thank you to all the great listeners here of the Mind Your Business Show. I appreciate all the feedback we get and the feedback we get for those clips, the business class clips on Instagram, business class clips on Instagram. Every single day a clip goes, that's around a minute, and it has a tidbit for something that you could take in order to be successful in business. And of course, tonight's show, there'll be many clips that are generated because, hey, it's we're recording now in the end of December, you know, mid-December, and like it's on everyone's mind. How do I get into shape? How do I finally take that New Year's resolution and make it stick? I'm going to be asking my guest that question. He's not going to dodge from these. I mean, he takes on anything, but certainly if it has to do with health and wellness, fitness, Marcus McKay is the man. Of course, you know, we have a very active YouTube channel on YouTube, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis. There you can get hundreds of previous episodes that we've had on the show featuring Fortune 500 executives and business leaders from a wide variety of industries. Special thank you to the great team here at BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important support role for the show. Without further ado, Marcus McKay. Marcus McKay, for over the last decade, is an award-winning coach, master trainer, fitness leader, and he started M-Perform to provide people with lifestyle coaching instead of just being a personal trainer. M-Perform customizes plans, and it's available out there, and we'll talk about it soon. M-Perform customizes plans for health and wellness that go beyond the gym, including coaching and nutrition, mindset, and recovery. Without further ado, Marcus, welcome to Mind Your Business.
Thanks so much for having me. I don't know if I can match this energy, this New York energy, but I'm going to try.
Come on, Marcus. You're the one that teaches us how to get the energy.
I know.
We're not going to let you off the hook here.
Yeah.
First of all, tell us about the background. You started M-Perform. What was the backstory?
Yeah, the backstory is simple. So I worked as a strength and conditioning coach. I just found that general population, they don't necessarily need help in the gym, counting reps, sets, all that kind of stuff. They really need help with the other 23 hours of the day. I can train 3 hours a week, but what am I doing the other 165 other hours of the week to ensure that I build a body I love, a body for longevity? And so M-Perform's focuses is really on lifestyle transformation. So we do three things. One, we do health transformation. We do nutrition coaching, training. We do sleep, stress recovery, burnout. We talked about that. The second thing we do is we do keynote partnerships and we do corporate trainings. The reason for that is we want to have as much impact in the world as possible. And the third thing we do is we coach pro athletes with their health and performance.
Now, before I get to some key questions, how could people find out more about M-Perform?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to mperformcoaching.com. And I know you and I spoke about doing a special gift for our listeners. And if they book their call and join the program within the month of December 2023, you get the entire month for free. And that's the reason for that is holidays can seem really challenging when it comes to health, all this booze, all these meals. And so how do we navigate this time so that you actually don't lose progress? We know that in the last 6 weeks of the year, 80% of weight gain happens. And I know that it's this perpetual cycle of losing and gaining the same 5 to 10 pounds every single year. And so if we keep operating like that, we're going to get the same results. And I'm pretty sure you're going to be disappointed with them.
All right. So let's jump right in. People, right, they're on the same page. You stop, not 9 out of 10 people, 10 out of 10 people. Do you want to be healthier? Of course. Do you want to be sharper? Yes. Do you want to have a better mindset? Yes. And it doesn't happen. What's the deal?
So let's define what health means.
Yeah.
For me, health is resilience. So health is, as I age, when I'm 40, I'm now 33, I want to feel like I'm in my 30s. When I'm 50, I want to feel like I'm 40s. And that's kind of the expectation we set for clients, is that they feel 10 years younger than their peers. Because health, by standard definition, is resilience to disease. And so we know the four horsemen are coming for us: Alzheimer's, cancer, dementia, metabolic disease, we call that diabetes, is all coming to us. It just depends at what age it comes based on how healthy you are. So our approach, now that you know we've transitioned out of the gym most of the time, is now we're working on lifestyle transformation, is how can I add quality of life and years to our clients' lives? The reason for the transition from body transformation into longevity coaching is because we had a client say that, hey, Marcus, success for me in this program would be that I'm playing around with my grandkids on the floor and all my grandkids are competing for my attention. Right. And so that was a big shift for us. It's like, okay, everyone wants to look better in the mirror. They want to go on vacation, take their shirt off, feel great. That's awesome. That's a byproduct. But most people are very focused on ensuring that quality of life looks good than 10 years down, 20 years down. So that's what we focus on.
Now, I'm going to ask the question. You know what? Before I even ask this question, get the tie off. Get the tie off. Come on. This is okay. Tie is gone. Okay. Marcus, you know how it is. It's mid-December. Like, let me do this after the holidays. Come on. Let me just live it up. Let's push this off. What do you say to that?
What if I gave you a solution where you can enjoy the holidays while still seeing success?
Oh, of course. I would grab it. Yep.
You'd grab it. That's a great offer. An offer you can't refuse. So we're about 20, when this airs, 20 days away from the end of the year. That means the average person will eat 3 times a day. That's 60 meals.
Right.
Would it be appropriate for you to have 50 meals that were of high quality, good nutrients, and healthy? I think most people would be like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
10 meals, 10 parties, whatever you want to do, are off. That's what we call harmony. That's what we call, what people call balance. And so if you break it down like that and you go in with a plan, that way you don't go into January 1st up 3 pounds and disappointed and feeling like, the gutter. You're actually ahead of the game.
Marcus, before we go to commercial break, you tease the audience about an offer. What's the offer?
Absolutely. So for anyone listening, if you go to mperformcoaching.com as a guest and as a listener of Mind Your Business Radio, you can get a free month of coaching for the month of December if you join the program. That way we can teach you these skills, these tools to be successful over the holidays and start 2024 right.
We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back with Marcus right after this.
The defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia, author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top, and my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
Join us this year, December 19th, 2023, at the Harrah's Waterfront Conference Center in Atlantic City, New Jersey, for the 12th JBiz Expo and Business Conference, bringing networks to a whole new level. JBiz Expo is the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce's annual flagship event, which unites businesses, communities, governments, its members, and chamber partners from around the U.S. and globe, all under one roof to help them grow, brand, and expand business relations and their network. To exhibit, attend, or partner with us, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270, extension 103.
And we're back, Mind Your Business with Eve Succaffolis, right here on 710 WOR on the iHeart Radio Network. My guest is Marcus McKay. Tonight we are talking about defining longevity, what you can do to live a longer and more fulfilled life, understanding your vision for a healthier life, and the impact it will have. And of course, avoiding burnout in the workplace. Marcus, thank you for joining me here again on 710WR and the iHeartRadio Network.
Excited to be here. Let's keep it going.
Yes. Now, there's a ripple effect, right? Someone decides, all right, you know, Marcus, I'm signing on with Emperform. I'm going to do it. I'm ready. And then, you know, I guess positive and negative. Maybe you could talk about, you know, the surrounding, the family. Oh, you're not going to have that custard donut. You're not going to have that drink. What's the matter with you? You think, you know. And then the other ones are like, whoa, I think, hey, who did you join? You joined with Marcus? What's his number? What's his website?
Yeah, so the ripple effect of health is, I'll look at it as in generational perspective, is if I, as a parent or as a leader, start to take care of my healthy habits, what's the ripple effect downstream? We know that kids who grow up with parents who are obese are 80% more likely to be obese. Why? Because of the household habits. So if you want to have healthy kids grow into healthy adults, it starts with you. That's the ripple effect from a familial standpoint. David Goggins, I'm sure some listeners have heard this, is he says, discipline is the best way to change your DNA. And I believe that. If you have a history of heart disease, high blood pressure, there's things in your family that you want to shift. Guess what? Genetics load the gun, lifestyle habits pull the trigger. So let's look. That's the deeper reason why we should take care of our health. There's also the performance aspect. If I'm a leader in my business and my people see me show up to work just after a training session, my brain is lit, I'm excited to be there, guess what they're going to want to do? They're going to want to get after it.
Right.
Because everyone's looking for leaders. And so if we want to have productive, healthy, strong teams in our business, it starts with you. And so there's a sales company I'm familiar with. They grew from 7 figures to 9 figures in 1 year. Guess what they do? The whole team trains at 8 a.m. And then after lunch, they do a light training session to get the brain going for their afternoon sales pitches. The impact of your health and performance in your body and brain on your work output is just not measurable.
I love it. By the way, I'm just going to share this here on the air. I'm signing up. I'm signing up. So the people are going to see and watch on the YouTube, and I guess in a couple of months, you know, here's a question I'm sure you're asked all the time, Marcus. How long does it take to start, you know, seeing and feeling the impact? Is it 3 months, 6 months?
Yeah, that's a great question. Let's look at it from an impact and a habits change standpoint. Sure. If you're looking to quit smoking, that's a much different habit change than adding a glass of water when you wake up. Habits are not equal. If you cut out smoking, you're going to feel a lot better after just 1 week, 2 weeks. If you add water to your morning, that might take a little bit longer. The point is what we do with our clients is we focus on the lead domino. What's the habit that's going to have the greatest impact on most on the person's life? And when I look at the data over the past 10 years, thousands and thousands of clients, the biggest habit I see have the greatest impact on people's health and vitality is getting proper sleep. Because when people are well rested, their tenacity, willpower, their motivation, their drive, their workout performance, their brain performance, their insulin sensitivity, their testosterone, the list goes on as to the benefits. So if I'm like, okay, so this year is my year to get healthier, what is my lead domino? I would suggest it's probably a reverse alarm. Is not watching 3 or 4 episodes, is just watching 2 and getting to bed by 10. Because sleep before midnight counts as double.
Wow.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wow. So you know what? I want to hold on to this. The effects on longevity through healthy sleep habits. Please unpack that. Let's talk about that. Because we all know, you know, like, I'll just get in a little bit. I'll just go to sleep, you know. I'll just get in this or that or work a little harder. And like, okay, you're driving hard. Very nice. But there's a consequence.
Yeah. So let's look at it in two ways. One, what happens when you sleep. The best example I can give is, imagine you go to bed, right before you go to bed, a lot of families will put on their dishwasher. We know if we don't put the pod in properly or if the dishwasher doesn't run for long enough, the plates and the forks and knives, they come out crusty. It's gross. That's the same sort of system that happens when you sleep. So that when you don't get enough sleep, you wake up, your brain is not functioning at a high level. What happens to your cravings and your what we call hunger signals, which is impacted by your ghrelin. Mm-hmm. So when I don't sleep properly, I know this for a fact, if I'm traveling, I'm starving the next day, all those cravings going off. That's because I didn't get enough sleep to register that my body is going to be using nutrients properly. My insulin sensitivity isn't absorbing carbohydrates as well as it should. And then on top of that, man, it's like my work productivity. Try and do creative thinking. Try and do high output tasks on minimal sleep. Yeah. Caffeine is a performance enhancer. It's not your water. And I think caffeine gets abused. Look at Starbucks in the morning. People will be late an hour for work just to get coffee. Coffee should just be an addition. It doesn't give you more energy. It actually just reduces fatigue. I believe that if we sorted out the sleeping issue and got people eating high quality breakfast, we could really solve the obesity problem.
Wow. So Marcus, what are some tools that realistic tools that people could take on that they could, that will ensure that they stick to their healthy goals?
Sure. So when I think about lifestyle transformation, so Yishka, if you're going to come into the program, we're going to speak to you during your onboarding part of your program of your identity, of how you view yourself. Because the identity shift of viewing yourself as a healthy person is the most important thing for sustainable long-term success. Some of the listeners identify as an entrepreneur, business leader, parent. You have all these hats, all these identities you wear. I identify as a healthy person. And so when I identify as that person, what are those habits that that type of person does? Creates a lot easier framework. And identity actually comes from the Latin word for habits. So I am what I repeatedly do, which are my habits. So identity is at the top, which dictates your values. Values is where we spend our time and where we spend our money. I value family. I value time in the mountains. I value good food. We all have these values dictated by our identity, and our values dictate our priorities. Show me your calendar and I'll show you your life results. If you prioritize work, I'm sure you're doing pretty good, but let me show you how to do better. We coach our clients to schedule self and health first. They prioritize their own health. We know when we go on a plane, before you even put an oxygen mask on your infant, you put it on yourself. You can't pour from an empty cup. Right. So self and health get scheduled first. Then relationships. This is date night with your significant other. This is time with your kids. This is time with the boys, maybe with the girls. You're going out for a nice dinner. That's important. And the third thing is you schedule work. What happens at work when you're fulfilled on these two levels, self and health and family and relationships? You feel a lot better at work. So our goal with our clients, get clear on the identity and vision. What are the values? What are the priorities? Make sure they're scheduling themselves first, and then let's set them up for small wins. Because the more things we measure, the more things they can win at.
Now, it's so interesting. I know. Please finish. And then I have something very interesting on what you said.
So if I can get someone winning every day, just checking off that high dopamine system, humans love progress. I just need to get my clients winning every single day to keep them committed. And then all of a sudden, they look back on a year like, oh my goodness, check out all these small wins that added up to this massive win over time.
Now, and you took the words out of my mouth. The importance of small wins. Not like, all right, see, you're going to set out and you want to lose 25 pounds. Very good. That's climbing a mountain. That's a big, but setting up small wins, of course, provides tremendous encouragement and momentum that, like, I can keep doing it. I can keep going because, look, boom, 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 I'm getting somewhere. as opposed to, oh, 25 pounds. Oh. That means person makes it lose 25 pounds, that when they lose 20, they still don't feel like that they won, even though that's a tremendous accomplishment.
Mm. So it's interesting. I had a business coach tell me that goals aren't meant to be hit, but targets are. So you create stretch goals and then you hit small targets to keep you on track. So let's say your goal is to lose 25 pounds. How do I chunk that into month and weekly goals? Yeah. I would suggest, as a healthy fat loss percentage wise, you're looking like at most 1% of your body weight each week. From some people, that's 1 pound. If you've got a lot of weight to lose, let's say you're 300 pounds, losing 2 to 3 pounds a week is fine because the person is larger. So I believe setting proper expectations and realistic goals is what people need to do to stay on track. And again, let's get committed to the process, not the end result. Because if we're looking for lifestyle transformation that's going to last into your 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you want this stuff to last.
That's right.
It's a commitment for life. And so if the effort is sustainable, the results will be attainable. Think about what you commit to 9 out of 10 times, and that's your benchmark. Doing a new nutrition plan, going to bed at a new time, working at a new routine, that's a lot of new changes. What's one? What's one that's going to have the biggest impact? I bet you it's sleep.
Yeah.
Or meal prep. Yeah. Fight sleep or meal prep.
It's a tie.
It's a tie.
Man, okay. Before we go to commercial break, a special shout out to a friend of both of ours, Norm Trainer. That's where I met up with Marcus, the Covenant Group. So special thank you to Norm and Keita and the entire team. Marcus, you have an offer here for the listeners of 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Let's hear it.
Sure. I know the holidays can be really challenging, more stress, more booze, more food. And for that reason, if you go to mperformcoaching.com, you can join the mperform team for free for the month of December if you join. And we just want to give you the tools necessary so you can be successful and start off on the good foot for 2024.
When we come back, we're going to be talking about the role of executives, CEOs. They're on autopilot. They may be sitting and slouched in their chair the whole day. No! Throw off the tie. I want to keep on the tie. But where's your energy? We'll be discussing that with Marcus right after this.
Join us this year, December 19th, 2023, at the Harrah's Waterfront Conference Center in Atlantic City, New Jersey, for the 12th JBiz Expo and Business Conference, bringing networks to a whole new level. JBiz Expo is the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce's annual flagship event, which unites businesses, communities, governments, its members, and chamber partners from around the U.S. and globe, all under one roof to help them grow, brand, and expand business relations and their network. To exhibit, attend, or partner with us, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270, extension 103.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keita Deming.
I'm Norm Trainer.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Years of marketing secrets in a newsletter?
Is that even possible? Go to bottomlinebrew.com to learn how to grow your customer base and boost your bottom line. Have the Bottom Line Brew weekly newsletter delivered straight to your inbox, where you'll learn from Fortune 500 executives such as Beth Comstock and Joe Hart. Go to bottomlinebrew.com. That's bottomlinebrew.com. Brew up some free marketing secrets at bottomlinebrew.com.
Business with Yusuf Saflis right here on 710 WR and the iHeart Radio Network. And of course, we're on many, many different platforms. We're on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, of course, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Nucky Radio, 24/6. Yes, we'll be on there shortly. And a couple of other surprises we're going to be on, and we'll announce it in the weeks ahead. My guest tonight, Marcus Mackay, the CEO of M-Perform, and we're talking about defining longevity, what you could do to live a longer life. Who's not interested in that? What about understanding the vision for a healthier life and, of course, avoiding burnout in the workplace? Marcus, I'm going to jump in with the question that we teased the audience right before the break, and that is CEOs, executives, sitting behind the desk, okay? We're not talking about if someone, you know, has a position that they're out there and they're lifting, you know, packages and they're working, a UPS, FedEx driver, good. They're doing a lot of exercise. That's probably a separate conversation. Right now, my question is driven by the fact that many executives, maybe perhaps most executives, they're sitting in a room, corner office, maybe they're looking at Manhattan skyline, whatever it is, but they're not moving around. They're sitting by the desk, and maybe they're starting to slouch. Oh, no. What are the suggestions? What do I need to do to get up and get around, to get the energy going?
So let's look at the impact it's having on that person's physical body. So if I'm always hunched over, I have internal rotations in my shoulders, my neck's forward, everyone's heard of tech neck, where you're forward. You have these tight hip flexors, weak core, weak glutes because you're sitting on them all day. 80% of people will experience back pathology, low back. So that's the physical problems of sitting all day and being hunched in our position. This isn't how we evolved, and this isn't how we perform at our highest level. The idea is that throughout your day, you have what we call movement snacks, where you schedule time in. Maybe we have a ton of clients who will get off of Zoom in the afternoon and they'll take their meetings walking outside so they can walk and talk. And we all know that Steve Jobs was probably one of the best innovators in business ever. He only did walking meetings. You just go around Apple campus. And the reason for that is brain performance, communication skills. I just trained before our interview today because I know my brain is going to work better. So standing desks can be better. Walking in between meetings or two meetings can be better. The more you can add just these small little movements add up to big things over time. If you look at places in the world that live over 100, it's not that they also sit about 8 hours a day, but they just get up way more often. And they get about 15,000 to 17,000 steps. And so regardless, let's get you in the gym and let's get you lifting some weight to ensure that your body composition looks good, feels good, you're in a good position from a metabolic standpoint to age well, but also these small little movements, what we call NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. That adds up to big amounts of calorie expenditure during the day.
Now, a minute or two ago, you said, what was it, 15 to 17,000 steps? You dropped that? Perhaps, is there any general tip? And of course, it depends on the makeup of the person, et cetera. But is there a general amount, distance, and maybe even staircases that you would recommend that that we all should take on?
Most people will see massive health benefits with 8,000 steps a day or so. We recommend 8 to 12 because 15 to 17 could be time consuming. I totally understand. If you don't have a dog, maybe you like to hike. I don't know what your exercise practice is, but 8 to 12,000 steps a day, perfect, perfect. And then I would look at 10-minute walks after every meal, especially if your goal or if you have diabetes in your family, if you're worried about blood sugar problems, walking for 10 minutes after meals will have a greater impact on insulin levels, your blood sugar, than metformin. So if that is something that's going to promote longevity and that's something you're really interested in, that's an easy way to get more steps and improve your metabolism and health.
Now, I owe it to the audience. We were going to talk about burnout, executive burnout. Mental health, let's face it, that's a big topic and usually not really spoken about. And many executives will face some level of burnout at some point, potentially. What's behind it, and what are some key ways to make sure that you could really avoid it? Or if it sets in, you could nail it and deal with it effectively.
Sure. So actually, between 2022 and 2023, there's been a 60% more increase in burnout amongst leaders. And I went to a CEO conference and I spoke at it a couple of weeks ago. And one of the themes was boundaries. It's just setting boundaries and not always being on. And the greatest gift you can give your employees, you can give yourself, is to work in your genius zone. Your genius zone is when you do tasks that time goes by and you don't really realize it. Burnout has to do with the task at hand. For instance, if I'm on 8 hours of accounting calls every single day, I'm going to be burnt out. I hate accounting. I'm a business builder.
No offense to all the accountants out there, but okay.
I love you. You make my life so easy. I appreciate you and I will hire you and thank you. However, that is not my genius zone. My genius zone is business building, is income producing, is leading the team. So I need to make sure that 80% of my day is spent doing that rather than getting stuck in the gutter, stuck in the weeds, doing things that aren't fulfilling. I believe our purpose in life is to take our genius zone, our natural gifts and our talents and give them to the world. And that's how we have purpose. That's how we have meaning. That's how we get rid of burnout. And then we have fulfilled employees and teams and leaders.
Michal, this for sure is going to turn into a clip. How to get into your genius zone. I want to hold on to that genius zone. That's great. By the way, just, you know, before we go on to, I want to talk about stress management, but that genius zone in general, you know, isn't it so important for a person to embrace and work in a type of environment that they're passionate about, that they're excited about, that they're excited to wake up in the morning and show up at the office?
So important. And we live in this modern era where we can do that. Before, we didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
We have the freedom to choose what we do in our life. And that's pretty remarkable. So take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And especially, I would also add to this is the people you work with.
Yeah.
If you can join an A team that bring out the best in you, challenge you and compete with you, and then also help support you, life's fantastic.
I'll give a shout out to my team. I'm blessed with that.
Me too.
Yeah, that's. And by the way, we got to give a shout out and credit to Norm. Norm gives tremendous guidance in that respect. Of course, a shout out to the Covenant Group. Let's talk about stress management. You have an excellent quote, and thank you, Michal, for pointing this out to me. The preparation for the show, which Michal just aces, is a great line here. To-do lists are infinite, yet our time is finite. That's brilliant. Could you unpack that, Marcus?
Yeah, let's break it down. So I have 24 hours in a day. Yeah. You're going to sleep 8, right?
Yeah.
That means you're awake for 16 hours of the day. That is finite. That is a limited number of hours I'm awake. Whereas to-do lists are infinite. I can stack as many items as possible. Someone can add a couple things to the pile. All of a sudden, the time I'm limited. However, the things I need to do within that time are unlimited. And so there's going to be a time in your life, and I've realized this recently as the business has grown and just grown older and wiser, is no has become a full sentence in every area of my life. I have other coaches reaching out for mentorship who want to sit down for coffee, pick my brain. By the way, you never open, can I pick your brain? You got to give value first. What can you do for them before you ask for something from them? But the point is, I've had to say no to a lot of things. I've had a lot of business opportunities come up that could be a distraction. Said no to those things. I've had a lot of parties and things that are going to retract from my health goals that I kind of wanted to go, but I had to say no. So no has to be a full sentence as a leader in order to capitalize on your health goals and be there. Because if you're doing too much, how are you going to be present for your family and the people you care about? You're not. You're going to show up burnt out, unfulfilled, and just not excited to see them. We have so many parents when they come to the intakes, like, I just want to have energy for my kids when I get home from work. That's a pretty strong why.
This is incredible. I want to hold on to these. To-do lists are infinite, yet our time is finite. And no needs to become a full sentence. So again, the to-do list, like you pointed it out. Person sleeps 24-hour day. They sleep for 8 hours. Great, there's 16 hours left. If they have a to-do list of 16 items, right? Let's just say that, you know, that everything that they're going to do in these 16 hours is on a to-do list. It's an hour per item. However, if your to-do list becomes infinite and you have, right, you have 1,600 items on your list, guess how, right? Nothing's getting done properly. So the point is that to-do lists the bottom line is they have to become finite. And therefore, sometimes you will have to say no to certain things. You just have to scratch it off the list because you're just not going to get to it.
Just the acceptance that you won't get done everything that you need to. There's no way. And so prioritizing your big rocks, the things that are going to propel your goals forward, that just needs to be the mainstay. I don't think, what is strategy? Strategy is prioritization of the things that get results. That's all strategy is. And so you need to go in each day with a strategy.
That was a great quote. Can you do it again? Strategy.
Strategy. Strategy isn't anything different from prioritization. Strategy and priorities are the exact same thing. Strategy is prioritizing the things that are going to yield the greatest results in your life. So if you don't go to bed with strategy for the next day, you're falling behind.
Incredible. Marcus, you have a great offer for the listeners of Mind Your Business now in December. And I just want to remind everyone, Marcus spoke about it at the beginning of the show. Don't push it off. Don't say, the holidays are coming. I'll deal with this in January. No, we discussed that in the beginning of the show. He has a way that you'll still feel great and you could still enjoy life, but be your best. Marcus, what's the offer?
Sure. So we don't coach restrictive dieting or restricted lifestyle. It's a way that is sustainable for the person to enjoy all things in their life. Moderation. Most men especially are extremists. They're either all in or all out. It's either 100% or they're 100% all out. And so during this time, I know it can be challenging with holidays, travel, food. You may not know how to navigate extra alcohol. Is we want to offer you a free month of coaching for the rest of December on us. And you can just go to mperformcoaching.com and book your strategy call. And we can get you onboarded and get you winning before 2024.
Incredible. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, more on longevity. It's on everyone's mind, longevity. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Join us this year, December 19th, 2023, at the Harrah's Waterfront Conference Center in Atlantic City, New Jersey, for the 12th JBiz Expo and Business Conference, bringing networks to a whole new level. JBiz Expo is the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce's annual flagship event, which unites businesses, communities, governments, its members, and chamber partners from around the U.S. and globe all under one roof to help them grow, brand, and expand business relations and their network. To exhibit, attend, or partner with us, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270, extension 103.
A defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia. author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top, and my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Mind Your Business with We Successfuls right here on 710 WRN, the powerful iHeart Radio Network. And a special shout out and a hello to all those that are watching this episode, this incredible episode with Marcus McKay on YouTube, we're at 710 WR Mind Your Business, 710 WR Mind Your Business. And that's where you could see the hundreds of interviews that we've had on the show. Marcus, before the break, we were talking about, you have an offer. A great offer. What's the offer for anyone that's saying, you know what, Marcus, I get it. You know what? I'm not going to push this off any longer. What's the offer?
Yeah. So this time of year is often challenging. Most people gain a couple pounds here and then they end up pretty disappointed and behind going into January. So for that reason, we want to give you the tools to be successful during this time of year. You can enjoy your holiday parties. You can enjoy your beverages. But let's implement some healthy habits so you start 2024 on the right foot. So you can go to mperformcoaching.com. You can apply and we'll give you the free month of December if you join our program before the end of the year.
Very gracious. Very gracious. Longevity. It's on everyone's mind. Everyone wants to live a long, fulfilled life. I'm not turning to you to second what I'm saying, but rather you have tips, you have suggestions, you have actionable ways that people can actually live longer.
I do.
Ready.
So two greatest contributors to longevity are the health of your cardiovascular system, which is dictated by VO2 max. Basically how well your body utilizes oxygen for energy. So having a really strong aerobic base, super important. The second thing is relative strength. I've said this before, you don't want to be 90 years old and wishing you had more muscle mass. You are going to slowly lose lean muscle mass every decade after 30. In fact, you'll lose about 5 to 10% of your lean muscle mass every decade after 30 and up to 18% of your strength. So these are the greatest things that are going to keep you mobile and healthy and offset so many of the diseases that we don't want, right? Your metabolism is what dictates how well and the quality of your body. So let's look at, we talked about social connections.
Yeah.
I believe that if you hang out with 5 people, you'll be the 6th. If you hang out with 5 unhealthy people, you'll be the 6th. So choosing your friends and your environment and the people you share values with, I believe, is going to have a massive impact on your habits, your longevity, your quality of life. I purposely joined the Covenant Group, our business coach, because I wanted to fly with the Eagles. I'm 33 years old. I'm sure the average person in that group is about 50 years old in the elite program. I like playing above my weight. I love being around like-minded individuals. And I believe that's the same way you should approach everything. I learned this as a young athlete, as I had a three-year-old brother or a brother who's 3 years older. I got my butt whooped in every single sport. Every single sport. But I got really good at it because I was always playing with better people. So when we look at longevity, there's a number of things. One, VO2 max. Two, relative strength. Three, relationships. Four, stress management. Five, quality sleep. If I don't get enough sleep, my brain is going to age a lot faster than it needs to. Mm. It increases the risk of Alzheimer's, dementia. We don't want that. Right. Quality sleep is going to be super important. Hormones are going to be super important. But the last and most important thing is your ability to unlearn bad behaviors and learn healthy habits. That's the most important thing. If there's one message I leave on this earth, if you can unlearn bad habits and learn better ones, you win. That's it. And take other people with you. Bring other people to the top with you.
Now, as far as here's a key question, social connections, right? So like you mentioned, if there are five people, healthy people, you join with them, you'll be number six with them. Five unhealthy, unfortunately, the sixth one joins, they're unhealthy. Let's say, again, you have the individual who's in the unhealthy group, but he wants to break free. but he's with the wrong environment. What's the tip to hey, Jimmy, come on over. Come to the other side. Break free.
So one of the things we've had in Emperform that's been really successful is creating a community for these people who may not have it at home, so they can bond with other people on a similar journey. And that's been really successful. We ask people, our clients, why do they join Emberform? What's been the biggest impact? They say the community. So that's something we really harness. I can only speak from my own experiences. I've had to move, I would say, three times from Ottawa. That was a rough place for me. I was drinking too much. I was using too much. My mental health was in the gutter. I made myself sick. The University of Ottawa doctor told me I'd done permanent brain damage because of my party lifestyle. So I moved from Ottawa and I moved to Toronto to really understand and learn from mentors and really, why was my brain working like this? Why was it broken? And so I learned about sunlight, sleep, nutrition, all the things that help us be healthy. And then Toronto kind of got, you know, it's busy, it's lifestyle, it's stressful, a lot of burnout. And I moved out to Vancouver. I'm in North Vancouver and I don't think I've never seen an obese person here. Hmm. Their value is outside and having a relationship with nature. And so this environment, the organism will adapt to its environment. That includes humans. So although you have friends that may be unhealthy and they may not want to change, that's cool, but you do. And so you can always politely, if they're true friends, they will always want to see you win. Where you can respectfully decline big nights out, big dinners, because you have priorities and they should be totally respect. Hope to see you win. And hopefully your actions help influence them to make better choices as well.
You know, I'm thinking you probably had people in your course that, like, you know, came in, whatever, a little bit slouched over and a little sloggy and all that. And then they're ready, like, all right, bungee jumping, skydiving.
Listen, we don't condone that sort of adventure or that sort of danger. But yeah, it's interesting. They set a short-term goal, they crush it, then all of a sudden they want something that's going to really test them. For instance, before the show today, I snapped a photo, and public speaking makes me really nervous. Okay. And these are acquired skills. I really practice. And I said, reminder to everyone, get comfortable being uncomfortable. And they supported it. So it's not only a fitness program. It's not that. It's a lifestyle where we win together, we roll as a team, and we make these changes that make the world a better place.
Earlier in the show, we discussed that we're going to touch on breathing techniques. Breathing techniques is like, I've heard about it, heard how important it is, and yet people don't necessarily understand it. Perhaps you could really unpack it. We still have a good 5 minutes to the show. The importance of it and some actual techniques that you would recommend.
Sure. So we talked about burnout, fight or flight, stress. The other side of your nervous system, or your autonomic nervous system, is your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your relaxed state. Think rest and digest. So the way we coach is you have the warrior state, which is actually when I'm doing an interview, when I'm exercising in the gym, you want that warrior on. Okay? You want blood pressure.
That's right.
You want to be on. Then you also, the other 23 hours of the day, you want the rest and digest monk, where you're calm. And the way to access these two systems is through the breath. So when I breathe through my mouth, most people have dysfunctional breathing. If you have sleep apnea, get it fixed ASAP. It will cause damage. So if I sleep all night, or think about when I get startled, maybe you're in New York City, a taxi drives around, you get startled, you go. That's because the upper capillaries of the lungs are attached to this fight or flight system. The only time I should breathe through my mouth is if I'm doing super high intensity exercise or I'm eating or talking. That's it. The rest of the time, the breath through the nose is better pressured, provides more oxygen, and is attached to the lower capillaries of the lungs. Expand your diaphragm, which turns on the rest and digest system. So a simple breathing technique, whether after training, you want to pull down the warrior and get into the monk, is just doing breaths of 4 seconds in through the nose, hold for 4 seconds, at least ideally get up to maybe 7, mm-hmm. and exhale for double, exhale for 8. Mm. When the breath outwards is longer than the breath inwards, you calm down your nervous system. That's the way to control this fight or flight system. So breathing is a skill. I suggest that when you do light cardio or you go on walks, that you do your breath to breathe through your nose. We actually have clients, and this is going to sound odd, and I do it as well. Okay. I tape my mouth shut at night.
Wow. You're forcing it through the nail.
Yeah. And what it leads to is better jaw structure, less anxiety, better sleep. The benefits are outstanding. There is a study that looked at soldiers coming back from war. They had PTSD, and they found that taping their mouth shut at night led to better health benefits, better mental health than cognitive behavioral therapy. That's the impact of quality sleep and breathing through your nose at night.
Wow. Wow. These breathing techniques. Now, by the way, is it also, let's say throughout the day, someone is about to enter a tense conversation, or there, whatever. Are there certain times or even just hourly, certain intervals that you'd recommend that people practice these techniques?
I would use it in exercise, and I would use it at night. Okay. This is what we call net, no extra time. You're already doing it. You might as well practice it. And so if you can wake up, if you can go to bed and breathe through your nose, it's just going to have your brain is automatically going to learn this new skill. I like to do breathing before I train and after I train to get that nervous system firing. But it's something, I'm not someone to sit with meditation and do 10 minutes. That doesn't work for me. I just breathe after my workouts, and I go for walks with my dog in nature. And those two ways of, and I focus on my breathing, those two things do a lot of really good things for my life.
Marcus, all good things come to an end. I mean, we spoke about longevity, but we are up against the clock. What an amazing show. Tonight, we spoke about, with Marcus Mackay of Emperform, we spoke about defining longevity, what you can do to live a longer and more fulfilled life. I'm repeating this here because for those that tuned in late, guess what? It goes up on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Nucky Radio. We're going to be on 24/6. And of course, the YouTube episode. Of course, we're on iTunes as well. So these are some of the key subjects that we spoke about here with Marcus Mackay. What about understanding your vision for a healthier life and the impact it will have on you and your loved ones and avoiding burnout in the workplace? Marcus, before I let you go, how could people find out more about your offerings and to join your incredible program?
Sure. So you can go to www.marcusmackay.co. That's www.marcusmackay.co. Mackay is spelled M-A-C-K-A-Y. And you can find all of our program information, more about me. Again, we do keynote trainings, corporate partnerships. We do podcasts. However you want to learn more about what we do. And so during this time, I know it can be challenging with holidays, travel, food. You may not know how to navigate extra alcohol. We want to offer you a free month of coaching for the rest of December on us. And you can just go to mperformcoaching.com and book your strategy call. And we can get you onboarded and get you winning before 2024. You can find it there.
Incredible. We're out of time. This wraps up an incredible edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WR, the Voice of New York. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.